Well, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Dave Mason and the Feeling All Right Band.
All right.
Amen. Nice to be here. Nice to be anywhere, actually. "40,000 Headmen." This is a little something else from the second Traffic album. Song called "You Can All Join In."
Destiny, I'm trying to build a world. track, of course, we're all born and bred Englishmen. And, and before anybody pipes up, where's your accent, Dave? Just like to remind Americans that not everybody sounds like the gecko from England, okay? That's true. I am from the heartland of England, 12 miles from the Welsh border, the city of Worcester. Dates back a little further than the one in Massachusetts. In fact, if you look it up, it was first settled in 356 BC. That part of the city dated back to the War of the Roses. Still standing when I was a teenager. Population of 60,000 people. We're denoted a city because we have one of these. A cathedral. That makes, in England, makes it a city. As you don't have a cathedral, you're a town. Sits on the River Severn, which floods every year. So we get one of the finest cricket grounds in England. Baseball, but more boring. Goes on for days. Days and days. Car, any car enthusiasts? Serious car enthusiasts? 6 miles, 7 miles outside of Worcester, there's a little town called Malvern where they still make a hand-built car called a Morgan. Not the right car for up here in this weather. And cooking, any serious cooking people here in the audience, other than just heating your food up? Anybody actually cook in this audience? Nobody cooks anymore? Right? If you're a serious cook, you'll be using this, and you can think of me when you use it. Right? So, and speaking of cooking, let's feature Tony Papler over here on the keyboard, bass and vocals. And a thing called rock and roll stew. Yeah.
Good effort. Just like us, we always on the road.
I do most of the stuff that these traffic signs anyway. I'm trying to. I'm not really concerned about recreating them perfectly. It's not the object here. One of them, which I wanted to include, is traffic AD anyway. It's traffic after Dave, so, but it's a classic. Traffic song that, and we've been doing this tour since last January, so. But I figured I'd put this in there because it was bound to get requested.
Oh, good.
Hasn't been requested. Which is not a problem because I'm going to do it anyway. This is a little interpretation of mine of the traffic classic.
Thank you.
Traffic is probably one of the original alternate bands. Looking back on it. And I know this is fashionable with the jam bands and stuff these days, but we were doing that back in 64. So, nothing new. That old suit gets fashionable again, leave it in the closet long enough. We were the alternative band. A lot of musical taste in there. Basically, you have to understand something. All us English guys did was take all of your music and do that and sell it back to you. That's what we did. Wasn't some guy from Scotland that toured Eric Clapton all those blues licks? It all comes from here. All of it. Jazz, blues, gospel, R&B, Motown, country. It's all American music. We learned it all from here. And one of my idols came from right near Albert Lee, Minnesota. Eddie Cochran. That's rock and roll. Eddie Holly, Little Richard. It's all American music. We just copied it all. Anything like that? Sure. Brass bands and military music. So that's part of that whole thing. And of course, we didn't have the prejudices of radio. Race over here in Europe, in England, actually in America. You can hear black music on white radio stations and vice versa. We didn't have that. All of it. So we absorbed all that stuff and like I said, sold it back to you. Turned you on to your own music. The British invasion, see, you have to understand, is really an American story. And also because, you know, we had, you have many major music centers here back then. Music we made a lot of places. New York, Philadelphia, Macon, Georgia, Lubbock, Texas, Atlanta, Muscle Shoals, Nashville, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Detroit, all making music. And everybody in England finished up in one place. London. England's a small country, fit in one corner of Texas. So that's kind of the history of, you know, where we get our stuff from. Just doesn't seem much at this point, but the name itself was unique for at the time. You had to be different, of course. It was important. So, but yes, the name, it was, it's Traffic. However, a little bit of a problem at the time because every band was called the this, the that, the what, the who, the where, the why, the how. It was all the, which was a little bit of a problem for the press, actually, because they insisted on the Traffic. But yeah, it's just, no guys, it's because it's just Traffic. Just track. Only other band I can think of had one word name at the time was them. Van Morrison was their lead singer. Hit record. So that's a little bit of history from the Traffic stuff. And unlike moving to London, like most bands that were getting successful, we sequestered ourselves away in the middle of nowhere, in here. That's exactly what it looked like. In Berkshire. An abandoned cottage. Sat on the property owned by a man named Sir William Pigott Brown, owned one of the largest racing stables in England. where we moved into. No electricity, no running water. No cell phones, no internet. How did we make it? I have no idea. Yeah.
You pay rent.
Huh?
Did he know you were there?
Oh, yeah. So eventually we put in, we actually built a stage up, because we could. And we put electricity in and water, got that eventually turned on and working. And yeah, kids, what the hell do we care? I mean, I was 18 going on 19. So yeah, we had a lot of music in that house. Did a lot of research in that house too. It all been tax deductible, how much R&D we did. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So, of course, which conveniently leads me into another traffic song. Featuring Mr. Paffer again.
Okay.
Medicated Goo.
Ooh. Nice.
Cause mama's got a spoon, man.
Yes, it is. One more little classic traffic sign here for you.
Yes, sir.
15-minute break, and we'll be back. Just
Guthrie from Let It Flow. Here's the title song.
Thank you. Not better than all of them.
Traffic got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. And, yeah, no, got us in the museum already. So, and like I said, we're all English guys. I'm from Worcester, as I said, 12 miles from the Welsh border, 35 miles south of Birmingham, where Chris Wood and Steve Winwood were born, and 11 miles away from Evesham, where Jim Capote was born. And we had, Jim and I, we had bands before Traffic. Jim had a band called the Sapphires, did a pretty good Elvis. And then we had a band together, me and my first band was called the Hellions. I look like the guy that's going to seat you tomorrow night. And then we got cool, and we became the Deep Feeling. So after we got inducted, Jim, you know, Jim came back to California, and we were going to work on some new stuff. And we made a start, and unfortunately, Jim started not feeling well, and went back to England, and he subsequently passed away with stomach cancer. And Chris would have passed away many, many years ago. So there's only Winwood and me left from the original band. About 6 months after Jim passed away, a mutual friend brought me a tape of a song that he'd been starting evidently when he was out there in California. Because Jim wrote, all those songs he did in the beginning, except for You Can All Join In, they're all Jim's words. They're all his lyrics. You know, it's Fantasy, No Spark, they're all his words. I don't know what they mean, but they're cool. It's irrelevant. But this is a song that had a great chorus and had a great first verse. The music was just very dark, unfortunately, very depressing. And I just figured, you know, this deserves some different music. So I rewrote the music for this. And I put some more words to the song to finish it off. And I'm going to do it for you in memory of Jim. It's a song for How Do I Get to Heaven.
very well behaved.
Only for a while.
For now.
So there's a new song. And a really good new song. So we do have new stuff. See? Though you wouldn't know. Because nobody plays anything anymore. Nobody's home. The old great FM radio gone. Poof. They don't play it anymore. But there's new stuff. And it's on a new CD called Futures Past. Nice beautiful cover done by my friend Graham Nash. This is a couple of older songs, and there's that new song is on there. Dear Mr. Fantasy is on there. You can all join in. It's cool stuff. Support your arts. Yep. Especially the musicians, because it's not, writing and recording doesn't grow on trees. If you've got any kids, teach them that just because they can take it, they shouldn't be taking it. I'd like to remind everybody that when you spend that $5 on that mocha, frappe, cocoa, latte, whatever the hell it is, and it's gone like that, just a couple of bucks on the song will last you a lifetime. I'm not speaking for me, I'm speaking for, I don't know what these young kids are going to do. Half of the business part of being a musician is gone because of the internet. The writers and everybody. Intellectual property is getting killed by the internet. And that's just a fact. So we're... Hey, it's me, it's Dave. Sure, you're paying attention. So yeah. So by the way, we have it on vinyl. Much easier to read the print. And of course, always great for cleaning your pot on while you're listening to music. Oh. But anyway, so that's a new song that was on the CD. I'm gonna do another new song here. And guys, here's the deal. For no other reason, you should pick up a copy of this for this next song, okay? You play this to your woman? Huh? Forget about it. Play her this song, honey, what do you want? You want a beer? You want a sandwich? Can I rub your feet? Can I do that? It'll make everything nice. It'll cool it all out. Right there. So, get a copy, guys. It'll be good. Keep it in your back pocket. It'll chill things out. So I'll go good to you. Thank you. I'll be happy to come out there after the show and shake babies and kiss hands.
Uh-oh.
is a Fender Stratocaster. In the world of design, and I mean any kind of design, I don't care what it is you design, this is probably one of the greatest designs I've ever come up with. Because I think 54, this was designed, 1954, okay, in 2054, in 3054, and in 5054, this will still be an incredible design. You know, designed by a guy who was a radio repairman, the O-Fender. This, along with a red Corvette, a pack of Luckers and a chick. The halcyon days of America. The romantic days. Anything was possible. So, yeah, that's a Fender Stratocaster. So cool. And when I was a kid, that's all I wanted, was a Fender Stratocaster. Because my favorite group was a group called The Shadows.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. Ah, one person. No, that's good, because, in fact, let's trash that thing. Let's smash it on the stage.
Use some lighter fluid in the mouth right now.
Shadows. They were huge all over the world. All over Europe, Australia, Japan, everywhere. Everywhere except here. And their lead guitar player was Hank B. Marvin. Yeah, he's got a red Fender Stratocaster. He looks a little like Buddy Holly. But you see, you had the Ventures. And you call that stuff surf music. I'm from Worcester, England. Mm-hmm. The middle heartland of England. Surf? This is the only surf I know about. Right there. Surf music. They were just cool tunes. Cool instrumental tunes, play the guitar, that's all that mattered. Nothing else mattered, not even girls. Get it. No, because you see, you get one of these and you learn how to play it, they just follow. That's all it comes with. This is the way it works. Any guitar player that tells you different is lying. So, yeah, instrumental songs. That's all I wanted to do. So I'm figuring out this show, you know, last year. I think I want to put something in the show that I was doing when I was 16 years old. And that's 52 years ago. So I want to put this back in the set. And I'm getting a little pushback from a certain member of the band.
Yes, I'm the culprit, okay?
Because Alvino said no self-respecting black drummer could possibly play this kind of music. Yes, he said no, I would never play this music. However, he's learning to love it. So I'm going to play something for you that I did when I was 16 years old. Girls, it's yeah. Get up and dance if you want. It's okay. Give a shit. Who cares? You may never see most of these people ever again. He gets it.
Thank you.
that I have spent my life making a living doing my passion. It's not many people get to do. That doesn't mean to say it hasn't had its share of ups and downs and all the little things that go on in all of our lives. The e-ticket ride called life. Not for the faint of heart. So, I've played with a lot of great people, recorded with a lot of great people. I'm very fortunate that way. I mean, seriously, number of people. From Cassidy, to Michael Jackson sing all the records, to Stevie Wonder, George Harrison, Rolling Stones, a bunch of people. The most unique, of course, is of all of the people I work with is this guy. For those of you who've been in the cave, it's Hendrix. And no, it's not Photoshopped. Everything you see here is real. What a novelty. So yeah, that's me and Jimmy. That was after they used to have shows, all night shows, all nighters in England, different Birmingham, Glasgow, and Manchester and stuff. And this was in London, the Earl's Court. After an all night show, everybody was on this concert. Whatever band was happening was on this show. And that's 7:30, about 7:30 or so in the morning, in my apartment, after it was all over. And Linda Eastman took the picture. She was with us. But he was a lot of great guitar players, a lot of excellent guitar players. Ain't no more Jimi Hendrixes. Not there. I got to do some stuff. Did some stuff with him. Don't know what happened to it. A couple of things finished up on. An album called Electric Ladyland, singing on Crosstown Traffic. And when you hear his version of On the Watchtower, that's me on the opening playing the acoustic guitar.
Yeah!
Before giving you to Hendrickson, one of Minnesota's own, Bob Hill.
Thank you.
back, and thank you all. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Dave Mason. Thank you. I wrote a song, a two-chord song, is what I wrote. It's just two chords. The only thing simpler would be James Brown with one chord. So, and this had just two little chords. Real simple, and you can learn it really easily. But the thing is, when I wrote this song, it was I wrote the song. The way I wrote this song and what the song's about is not feeling too good myself. That's what the song's about. The song always had a question mark on the title. So, but one of the, in December, there's somebody I owe an enormous debt to. A huge amount. A huge, huge amount. You can't imagine. Because when this guy got a hold of it, he turned the song into Feeling All Right. For those of you who didn't know who Hendrix was, this is Joe Cocker also. And this man passed away in December. That voice is no longer there. Only great voices. Great voices. Speaking of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they should be ashamed of themselves. He's not in there. Exactly. But they put Iggy Pop in there.
Who? Huh?
There's something seriously wrong there. Seriously wrong. So yeah, I owe him a great deal because he did and turned it into Feeling All Right. And after he turned it into Feeling All Right, 48 other major artists recorded it. And it never stops going in commercials from all over the world and movies. I have to sign off on one or two or so a month. And I wrote that song nearly 50 years ago. So I owe him. Big time. Thank you, Joe.
I've got to have a change of scene. Every
Care. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up again for Dave Mason. Come on. Thank you all. Videos, interviews, you're not going to see anywhere else. Check it out.